Well, it's an honor and pleasure to be with you and share about what God has made in me. Really, sometimes I feel that I am not worthy for all the things that God has made in me. I don't want to talk about me, really. I want to talk what He did in me. Because I just feel that God has been faithful with me and my family. I have seen that for 25 years. I want to start, and well, I was preparing my testimony, but God was dealing with me, and I changed the Bible verses. So I was going in Psalms, but I just feel that God said to me, go on John 3:16, and most of us know what it says about love. I born in El Salvador. I don't know if anybody of you know where El Salvador is. And I know some people doesn't know if that is a country or an island, or but you can check in your map. It's in Central America. I born during the time during the end of the Civil War in El Salvador, that it was from the 79 until the 92, when they make the agreement peace. During that time, it was hard for all the people. They were not able to go to school or get a job. So my mom, she was 16 years old when she got pregnant from my dad, but from my first brother, that his name is Manuel, and I'm gonna share about him after. So after it just start, you know, in our culture, younger girls get pregnant, and after they start to get more babies, and it's a cycle that most of our countries have. So when I born, I never got the chance to meet my dad. I was not able even to see him in pictures, and I haven't seen him for 25 years. My mom used to work in a factory where they were making clothes. They got, during that time, they pay almost $100 per month. That was in the 90s. It was hard for her to deal with that and to have three children with her. My mom used to, sometimes they got some cut of the, you know, like they stopped sometimes to give the job to the woman. So he was out of job, so she was having to go and wash some clothes to other people or iron some clothes. So there was a time when we even didn't have food. I know that poverty is much different in America compared to what we have in our countries. Poverty for me was, you know, like not have something to eat, not have a house, not have even water. So sometimes we just go, I remember I go to my bed. The better thing was to sleep, and so my mom cannot continue worry about food. So I just go in my bed, and I was thinking that was coming forever, because sometimes my mom takes some eggs, and we have to share one egg for four people, for my brother and my sister. And that was, you know, we didn't have anything else. No, there was no other stuff. So it was hard. And you get a time when you feel that is forever and it will not change. And that time also my older brother got sick, and he got a motorcycle accident. So my mom, you know, like stuff coming very tough for my mom. She was not able to handle too much, because, you know, like we were not having a house. other person let us to live in her in their house for a time. But after my mom got you know, like, she started to meet a guy, so they came together. This guy was my stepfather. He was a alcoholic guy, so he just, you know, like, get really tough times with my mom, fight with her, and after he just started to fight against us, and we were children, we were not able to make something to defend ourselves. So we got that many times, suffered a lot. I guess, you know, when I was in that age, I just think that was forever. But my mom, in that time we were Catholic, and she used to take us to church there. Sometimes the priest come to our house, visit us, and he just don't care too much. Until one day my mom met a lady who tell her about a home. So my mom was thinking to take us to a home, but it was hard for her to take that decision because, you know, like, you get too accustomed to the poverty that you want to continue, and there is no way to get out of that. So finally in 98, my mom decided and put us in the home. In a home, in the orphanage. It was hard for her, it was hard for us too, but at that time I was 8 years old. I was coming to 8 years old. Really, this was a Christian home. It was hard for me to understand, you know, what was coming on in this home, because we were in a hard times with my mom, in poverty, without stuff. But we got to the home in 98. I get older and I start to study, and I got to read because I was not going to school before. After, when I got to 12 years old, I start to feel something. You know, like, start to blame on my mother because, you know, like, how she did that, you know, like, just to put us in the home. But at the same time, I was having some people who really encouraged me and teach me about God's love. And I understand that it was a purpose of Him that I was in this place. That really helped to me a lot, because I was not the best child in the home, but I start to understand God's love and His purpose for me. So after I went to my mother and asked for forgiveness, because really I was not able after to say to her that she was guilt about all that. Because I know God was having a purpose, and I see His love. So it was a lot of pain and hurt that I have in my heart in that time. And I said to my mom to ask for her forgiveness. So I finished school, high school, in that place. Really, in that home, I was having all, you know, food, clothes, education. Sometimes I didn't feel that it was too much love there, but, you know, it was some people that showed me love, and, you know, there were sometimes Americans came and visit the home. They stay for a month or a year, and, you know, some really show a lot, too much love, and I understand, and I start to believe what family love is. Because before, you know, I didn't realize that. I think that it was just hurt and pain. And I take that in my mind for years. I never believe in the love. So I finished high school. I know I made the Presley family in that home too. So It was not a problem to meet them. And that was wonderful to meet them. They have shown me a lot of love, shown me of love like I am part of, you know, like a member of their family. And I appreciate all that from the Presley family. Even they have even support me for when I attained my third year of college, they did. And that really helped to me a lot. So when I finished, when I got out of the home, I was starting getting a fear, because I was just graduated from high school. And in our country, we don't have too much opportunities, like to work. There is not too many jobs. I know people complaining here about jobs, but going to El Salvador is worse. You know, like younger people cannot get jobs. Old people, it will be terrible for old people. Nobody wants to hire old people or younger people. So it's hard to get a job. So when I got out of the home, I start to take very serious all about God, because I learned that He take care about me. So I just one time I asked God and said, God, just going out of here, and I have fear get out of here, because I don't have anybody. I just have my mom, and you know, my mom was working in a factory. She most of the time have worked there, and I knew that the money that she made was not enough for support my brothers too and me. So I pray, and one time I feel that, you know, God just said to me, if you follow my ways, I will open any door that you want. Not matter if you don't have money, not matter, I will do that. And I prayed that day and asked Him to lend me the opportunity to study, because I feel that there was no other way to do better. You know, like He said to me, Edwin, if you follow my ways and if you pray, but really you be on my ways always, I will show you what I can do for you. And that is what He did. And I can be honest that it was sometimes hard when even you cannot, you save your money because you are not able to get some food. But I saved some money because, you know, like I was not having for food, but I was really want to go to study. So I saved money and say, well, today I might not eat, but I will take the bus tomorrow so I can be in college. So I studied 5 years, you know, like sometimes it was hard, but at the end, the last 2 years, I have seen how God have worked and put all together. You know, like my mom got better, and my brothers, my sister became a nurse, and she got a job just after 6 months straight. After she just finished her college, she got a job in a children's hospital. And my older brother Will became a doctor next year in March. And I will be a lawyer when I get to El Salvador, and December 8th will be my graduation. And, you know, like, I never have the money to pay any college, but I don't know how God works, because He just put all together and He said to me, go. And I have seen how He works, and I tell you, I don't come from a wealthy family. I just come where you don't have nothing, even where you can, you know, even close. But if you believe the promise of Him, He will give all that you want. And I know that poverty, we can see in a different way, different view, but there is nothing impossible for God. And God has made that to me, and He has given to me opportunities to travel to America, Honduras, Guatemala, and without money in my pocket. You can ask how that could be possible, just in Him. And life in El Salvador is tough, hard. You work hard, but you don't get paid enough. And it's, you know, like, I see many of my friends, and I never, you know, I not say this for judge them or blame them, but I have seen that most of the children that grew up with me in the home, and they, if they follow God, they are better. But if they just forgot God, they have been in problems with the law, and drugs problems, and other marriage, you know, like if leave pregnant a girl. And so I think that there's no other way. It's just in God. If we put our trust in Him, He will show us the way. And He's faithful. I know many people try get on the fight that they say, well, there's no God. But really, I have felt God and I have seen Him in my life. And I really feel His love. I remember when I just know Him the first time, I remember that I just feel that I was able to run in His arms and feel the love that I never, that nobody was shown to me. God is faithful, but I want to, because God have, you know, deal with me about this. Most of the time people say about, you know, God is love. He's love, but also He wants to give you opportunity to be with Him in heaven. He's love, but also there is fire that if you don't know Him, today is the good time that you come and ask for Him, you know, ask so He can be in your life. You know, the time is running to the end, and we don't know, you know, now the circumstances are much harder everywhere. In the whole world, I think, is shaking, you know, like, not just the economic. We see problems with the environment, and people start to worry a lot. But I feel that if I die today, I know where I will go. And that made me happy too. But I know many Christians, they go to church, but they never get that true love. And today, you have a chance, an opportunity, a gift that God gave to the humanity. If you don't know Him, today could be your day. God is so great that He have given you His Son. You cannot miss that opportunity, because the time is, you know, almost at the end. I want to encourage most of the younger people, and I want to say to the adults, pray for this generation. Many are falling down. If we don't pray for them, if we don't weep for them, there will not be way to save them. You know, like, I see many of my friends, they just have problems, and I've talked most of the time with them, and they don't want, they're rejecting. They are rejecting Christ. And that is sad, because they are my brothers, my sisters. But it is hard what we see now in the world. It is hard. We, you know, like, our country is one of the most dangerous place where you get to a time where you're accustomed to see bodies on the streets. That really just gives a time where you need to walk in faith all the time. And you need to do that because, you know, everything is in a mess. Risk. We have the problems with the gangs. You know what is the gangs? And there is, they say that there is like 25,000 younger people who are involved in this, and they kill each other. And it's sad because most of the time they kill sometimes innocent people, work people that work hard, and they trying to get money in the easy way, you know, extortion. And that is the last 5 years we have been with that problem all around the country. And I ask for your prayers that I know we have been with many social problems, but I hope that God can reach the younger people in our country. And it's never, you know, never is late for do that. And I know God is doing a lot. He's doing miracles. I think that I ask for you, for your prayers, for our country, for, you know, there is a lot of poverty. You know, I know that poverty never will end. We have that, you know, in the Bible. But God has purpose for people. He did for me, you know, like when I ever have time, I can help to other people, I do that. Because to be poor, you know, like it's hard. It is something that the humanity, humans must not need to be poor, but I cannot blame on the economic systems. But I know that God called many people to go to the mission field. And, you know, like, whenever you have that call, don't stop. There's many people that we have many results. And I feel that I never knew who was giving money to the home. But, you know, I was able to get out, you know, I was able to make good in life. So whenever you get a call from God in missions, do it. You know, like, I know people say, well, I don't have money, but we can see how the disciples did. They even didn't have a purse with them, and they just reached and preached the gospel. That is the more important. If you have a family that don't know Christ, trying to reach him. You know, like, time is almost end, and we know that. And it will be sad that you go, but your friend or your family don't go to heaven. And I know that God has permitted me to come to here and share a little bit. Just did faster. I don't know if I took more of the time. So I want to encourage. I have feel here, you know, I know we talk different language, but I have feel the presence of God in here. There is still life remnant in America, and, you know, like, keep up, you know, the fire, pray. And I think the most important thing to do every day is pray. You know, like, when I get up, I just pray, because I feel how great is our God. And he has been good in my life. So pray, you know, like, that will make you better person. There's no, you know, like, the many people, I used to do that, read a lot of books and get knowledge. But I think just God can give you the right knowledge. And if you pray, he will lead you in the right way. And there is no other way. So I encourage you to pray for the younger people, because they haven't many troubles, you know. So thank you for Pastor for giving me the opportunity to share a little bit. Dios les bendiga y Cristo los ama. I say God bless you and God love you.